Well, if you think about what meaningful use is really intended to accomplish with the Accountable Care Act, you know, that the Obama administration signed in first term, it's really intended to provide interoperability and sharing of information while you're collecting certain health statistics, if you will. So, you know, knowing if a patient was a smoker, or knowing if a patient, you know, was obese or whatever. I mean, there's a bunch of different questions, like 21 or so questions associated with meaningful use. But the key is the interoperability as well. And earlier when I was giving you my initial background when I came to Geiser, I talked about a health information exchange. We've had a health information exchange that we've evolved over the last 10 years, and it's called the Keystone Health Information Exchange, or KEHI. we've utilized that to connect a lot of different organizations to our health system. So it gives us the ability to connect different electronic health records, bring the data, normalize the data, and have it able to be viewed or shared by other electronic health record systems. So that's really, you know, if you think about interoperability with meaningful use, and now a lot of the electronic health records, which you hear about, which are, you know, Epic, Cerner, Allscripts, McKesson, you name it, for big hospital systems, or, you know, eClinic Works for physicians practice, MedEnt, NextGen, all those, they all have interoperability standards that are built into those. And that's really the intent, to be able to share information from one level of care to another level of care. And the intent really is to keep the population as healthy as possible. And that's really been our model at Geisinger for probably the last 10 plus years, is really population health and looking at ways we can continuously treat the patient, having a better outcome at a lower cost.